Jim Heaney of Investigative Post on the phone with us this morning. Good morning to you, sir.
How are you today?
We're doing just fine, despite the snowy weather and the difficult drive. But interested in your recent post here on Investigative Post, taking a look at this situation. The Cuomo administration a few years back spent $55 million to clear out, what, 7 floors of downtown office space for IBM. Now you report 4 of those 7 floors are now vacant. What do we know what's going on with IBM in Buffalo?
Well, we know that the project is not unfolding as the governor and IBM led us to believe when the project was announced. 4 of the 7 floors are up for lease, and much like with the Tesla project in South Buffalo, neither the state nor the company is very forthcoming in terms of what's going on. Matter of fact, nobody's returning phone calls, responding to FOI requests, et cetera. It's kind of they're kind of in lockdown again, which is you would have thought, given what transpired with the Tesla project, with the indictments and the convictions and people going to prison, that that the state would have learned to be more forthcoming. Apparently not.
Jim, I'm glad you mentioned what's Tesla, because I do want to get a thought on what the latest developments are there. But just back to this IBM situation for just a moment here. Exactly what were the expectations of that project, and what do we understand about where they're at right now, as best you can tell?
Well, the contract didn't specify the kinds of jobs that were supposed to be created there. The announcement and all the talk around the project was 500 good-paying software engineering jobs, and that hub that IBM would create would spin off a lot of other activity, and you'd have a, you know, downtown would become a high-tech hub. And none of that has happened at all. The last time we did any reporting on this, about a year and a half ago, there was some back office type work there, paying minimum wage or not much better than that. So the job creation has not happened, and to the degree it has, it hasn't been the kind of work that we were promised when the project was announced.
But I do want to get your thoughts on what we heard about Panasonic and Tesla in South Buffalo yesterday. There was a release, and it was very specifically worded by Howard Zemsky, stating jobs numbers, but saying that it was according to Tesla that these job numbers looked like they were meeting their goals. Knowing what you know about the IBM situation and how little information is coming forth here, do you have a certain type of trepidation, I guess is the word I'm going to use here, about the validity of these claims from Tesla about their South Buffalo project right now?
Well, lack of transparency always should raise some red flags in terms of what's going on. Should Tesla be taken at its word? Not necessarily. And it's not just the lack of transparency around the jobs. Steve Brown from WGRZ had a story that aired last night about how they have been apparently emptying the Tesla building out of crated goods, possibly equipment paid for by taxpayers that was never used in the plant, that's now being shipped off to some Commerce Park someplace else, maybe in anticipation of Elon Musk's appearance here several weeks away. Again, the state and the company, be it IBM or Tesla, they spent a lot of taxpayer money, and there's very little transparency or accountability about how that money's been spent.
Jim Heaney of Investigative Post, a lot more to talk about here in the coming weeks for sure, and as always, thanks very much for your time this morning.